Leader of the Islamic Revolution says people's massive turnout in upcoming presidential elections will disappoint all enemies. Iran's Guardian Council says Interior Ministry is the only source responsible for announcing result of Iran's June 14 presidential election. Syrian forces have made fresh advances in fighting with foreign-backed Takfiri insurgents. And Turkish anti-government protesters continue to camp at Istanbul's Gezi Park. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to the late edition of IRIN in English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says massive participation of Iranians in the June 14 presidential elections will once again disappoint enemies of the Islamic Republic. Ayatollah Khamenei said the enemies of Islam and the revolution have used all their financial, media, and political means to separate the people from the Islamic establishment and create cynicism towards the elections and the body holding them. But mass voter turnout will once again defeat the enemy. The leader described the forthcoming elections as an important and major experience for the Iranian nation. Ayatollah Khamenei said a consolidated, lively, strong, and hopeful participation in the elections, as well as maintaining and strengthening mutual trust between the people and authorities, will disappoint the enemy and reduce pressures. Ayatollah Khamenei stated that failure to abide by the law was the basis of the 2009 post-election unrest. He added the people and the country suffered a lot as a result of that lawlessness, and this reality has caused the nation more sensitive about the necessity of law abidance in the upcoming election. The leader said, the elected president of the people can better stand up to the enemies of the country and nation and defend national interests if he gets more votes. Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei said, the more one shows weakness in the international arena and retreats, the further the enemy will advance. Spokesman of Iran's highest electoral supervisory body, the Guardian Council, says the primary results of the June 14 presidential elections will be announced by the Iranian Interior Ministry. Speaking at a press conference in Tehran, Abbasali Khatkhodai added, the election results would be then approved by the Guardian Council. He added the procedure will take 7 to 10 days and the council would investigate complaints by the candidates during that period. The official stated that the law forbids a presidential candidate from insulting any individual or official. Khatkhodai also dismissed media reports about some foreign organizations having called for monitoring Iran's upcoming presidential vote, saying the Iranian nation is above being monitored by others. The Guardian Council spokesman also described the elections in Iran as the healthiest and most democratic in the world. The Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs says Tehran is willing to offer any assistance to post-revolution Egypt with open arms. Hossein Amir Abdullahian said Tehran welcomes Egypt ties and increasing relations to an ambassadorial level. He also underlined the important status of Egypt in the Arab and Muslim world. Elsewhere, the Iranian official touched upon the Syrian crisis, saying, although Iran and Egypt have different stances in Syria, they agree on some issues, including defending the axis of resistance, opposing foreign interference in Syria, and the need for an immediate end to the violence in the country. This comes as the Syrian government forces have made fresh advances in fighting with foreign-backed Takfiri insurgents in the flashpoint city of Aleppo, regaining full control of the Kafar Hamra suburb. At least 120 gunmen were killed in clashes near the city of Aleppo. Government forces liberated the area after heavy fighting with the foreign-backed militants. The Syrian army's latest success comes days after it recaptured the strategic city of Qusair. The Syria crisis began in March 2011 and many people, including large numbers of government forces, have been killed. Meantime, Syria's permanent representative to the United Nations said certain members of the UN Security Council are worried about disclosing of truth about the real nature of crimes committed in Syria. Bashar al-Jaafari accused certain members of the UN Security Council of sabotaging the independent investigations of the use of chemical weapons in Syria. He further said, these countries desire to hear only what they want to and have no motivations to discover the truth about the use of chemical arms in Syria. However, the Syrian envoy added, the acts of the terrorist groups have already revealed the true nature of these countries to the world. Turkish anti-government protesters continue to camp at Istanbul's Gezi Park despite a fierce crackdown by the riot police. This comes as the nearby Taksim Square is covered with debris after 13 days of clashes between protesters and the riot police. Turkish police have tried to push protesters out of the square by using tear gas and water cannons. But defiant demonstrators have responded by hurling rocks and fireworks. Meanwhile, lawyers took to the streets in the Turkish capital Ankara to protest at the arrest of their colleagues and a harsh police crackdown. The lawyers chanted slogans against officials, saying their colleagues were taken into custody for reading a press release accusing the government of violating their right to freedom of speech.
Oppression has been going on for months. They are doing it to their own people, and in doing so, the government is exactly like the ones that they have been criticizing. That is why we are here yesterday in Istanbul, in a courthouse that they proudly claim it is the biggest in Europe. 75 lawyers were detained using force. You cannot explain it to anyone on earth.
Our friends who had been detained in Istanbul were taken under custody just because they were reading a press release. We are here to defend freedom of speech, the right to defend and to support our friends. This resistance of people is just for freedom.
Meantime, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have roundly censured the Turkish police for using excessive force against anti-government protesters. The body said, instead of continuing to repress peaceful activists, the Turkish authorities should start to look at the actions of their own police and bring to justice those responsible for the shocking abuse taking place over the past 2 weeks. They added, police attack on peaceful protesters has destroyed efforts to foster a dialogue between the government and demonstrators. Several thousands of people marched through central Athens to protest violence against migrants in Greece. My colleague has a story.
Immigrant groups, left-wing organizations, refugees, and ordinary Greeks took to the streets of central Athens yesterday to demonstrate against the rise of fascism and the abduction of a Turkish citizen by secret services. A solidarity committee to Turkish political refugees as well as protesters against the Yayla abduction joined forces with the Center Against Racism and the Fascist Threat, syndicates, and other immigrant groups. The protesters marched from the old to the new parliament and then headed to the Turkish embassy, but were stopped by a barricade of police forces. In the meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees expressed serious concern about the reports of abduction and forcible returns from Greece to Turkey of Turkish citizens. The abduction would constitute a severe compromise to the rule of law, while the forcible return to the country of origin of an asylum seeker risks to be in violation of a number of international obligations by which Greece is bound. According to statistics gathered by human rights groups, there were 87 racist attacks just between January and September of 2012, and the real figure is likely to be much higher since many attacks are not reported by fear of deportation of the victims. Greece has gradually turned into a gateway for many African and Asian migrants who are trying to enter the European Union through the country's seas and land borders. Such migrants face rising hostility, exacerbated by the country's worst economic crisis that has left its ailing economy clouted by unemployment, soaring contraction rates, and high taxation. This is already the third time that people in central Athens are taking to the streets in order to demonstrate against rising fascism and this soaring economic crisis, despite the fact that the Greek demonstrations do not bear any resemblance to the intensity of the Turkish ones. Many analysts do believe that this could be sparkling a new social unrest in the country. Legos Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.
Still in Europe and in Lisbon, Portugal, municipality workers have once again struck against the unpopular austerity measures, harsh working conditions, as well as low wages. Our correspondent has more details about the issue.
The streets of Lisbon surroundings woke up this Tuesday with some garbage of the day before, and more is expected to accumulate in the next hours. Till Wednesday morning, there will be no cleaning or garbage collection in 19 municipalities around Lisbon and the west of Portugal. The Lursul workers are on strike against the privatization of the solid waste treatment company and the austerity measures applied in the country. The strike started at midnight and will remain for 2 days. Workers question the wages cuts, the non-payment of holidays allowance, and the reduction of the payment for overtime work in the sector. Valor Sul is responsible for the treatment of solid waste in Lisbon too, a duty completely paralyzed, similar to what's happening in the rest of the company. Only minimal services are functioning at the moment. Another strike was predicted to start this Tuesday, but it was cancelled. This time, workers from Lisbon Municipality Garbage Collection Company made a similar threat to stop for several days working and cleaning the streets of the capital. A protest that could have huge effects if we think that 900,000 kilos of waste are taken every day from Lisbon. Inês Subtil, Shabaka Kebar, Lisbon.
A strike staged by French air traffic controllers is now expanding across the EU, with 10 more countries bracing for similar industrial action. Officials said about 1,800 flights were canceled only on Wednesday. Meantime, thousands of travelers were also stranded at Paris's Roissy Airport and other airports across EU. The workers are angry against plans to centralize control of Europe's airspace.
When we arrived at Paris Roissy Airport, it was a huge mess. We've been here since 7 a.m. They promised us flights here and there, but they were all cancelled one after another. So in theory, we will not have any flights to go home.
Iran has offered its condolences to the German government and people over the recent flooding, which resulted in a number of deaths and forced thousands out of their homes. In a telephone conversation with his German counterpart, Guido Westerwelle, Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi conveyed his sympathies over the flooding incident. Salehi also announced Iran's readiness to send relief aid to flood-hit areas. This comes as Fitch Ratings credit agency announced the damage from the recent flooding in Germany at about 3 billion euros. The comments came after flood levels on the Elbe River in northern Germany appeared to stabilize and that the peak of the flood on the Danube River moved away from the country toward Hungary and Serbia. The Elbe, Danube and other rivers in Central Europe overflowed due to heavy rain over the past few weeks, causing widespread damage in Austria, Germany, the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary. At least 18 people have reportedly died in the floods across Central Europe. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRI and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.